and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, let's start with news that the Perikatan National Government has recalled two proposed bills, one that would have introduced a two-term limit to the position of Prime Minister, and the second was a bill on external oversight of the police. Now, this was the IPCMC bill on the Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission. So the PN government has now already... So the PN government actually already said back in July, in March, that it planned to withdraw the IPCMC bill. But what was interesting was that the withdrawing of the limit, the term limit bill, Sharad, that came as a surprise. It was unannounced. So I think very few people expected it to be withdrawn.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think the questions that have been asked, especially of the MCMC minister, you know, about this turnaround, I think it elicited an interesting response. It says a different government, different administration has different philosophies. Right. That may be, but I think if you cast our minds back to March, there was, and he himself had said that people were asking about the values and orientations of this particular government. Yeah, he said that he admitted the cabinet was born without a manifesto. He, of course, was part of a government that did have a manifesto. He said there was a good and bad to this. The question is, what's good about not having a manifesto?
Well, what a manifesto allows the public to do is to see whether what's being done is what was promised would be done, right? So not having a manifesto, according to Datuk Seri Saifuddin Abdullah, he said that it's good because that they are not tied down to anything, but bad because, again, the public doesn't know what the direction is going to be.
Right. So, okay, I think that's the larger frame in which you have to put this discussion about why the withdrawal of the two-term limit. It goes back to the kind of analysis and diagnosis of the problems of, you know, previous governments and the 60 years of Barisan national rule, where there was executive dominance. We've had the problem of, you know, certain individuals holding onto power for a very long time, because the administration of Tun Dr. Mahathir, 22 years in length, at least in his first attempt at a prime minister. So that was a solution to a problem, a real problem in Malaysian politics.
So now that the Perikatan National Government has withdrawn this bill, so I think it shows where the values of this government are from a legislative point of view. I do want to give a little bit of time to the new IPCC bill, that's the new Independent Police Conduct Commission bill that was tabled today, to replace the IPCMC. And I think it's quite interesting because, according to some experts, you know, this new bill that's being tabled perhaps lacks the teeth that was being proposed by the IPCMC. That there's a difference in this new bill that says that, you know, no action can be taken against errant police officers, that the IPCMC also, sorry, the IPCC also doesn't have as much transparency, because apparently those who are being investigated can say, well, this is sensitive information, or it puts, you know, police officers, you know, would expose police officers.
Investigations. Yeah, I think, Melissa, again, we go back, and this is a 20-year-long struggle to get us out of a particular form of thinking about the police, and that the police are adequate to police themselves, right? The police can police themselves, and the police have always maintained that they don't need an independent oversight mechanism, and that has been the sticking point. Now, even with the PH government, that first draft of the IPCMC wasn't sufficient, and it went through a consultative process, and all these stakeholders came in, and they strengthened that bill. Right now, this has been completely discarded, and we're going back, and you know, the name was also indicative of the changes. So it's not a police misconduct commission. Yeah. It's not to address problems within the police. It's just a police conduct commission. I'm not sure what the word independent in that particular title actually means, and we'll have to see again, because independence has always been the problem for the police. The police have pushed back on this. They say they're not against reform, but clearly philosophically, mm-hmm. they're against reform that allows for an independent oversight.
Mm. I guess the question is, why has this conversation gone on for so long? And what is, you know, what are the stumbling blocks? Why is it so difficult for us to implement police reform, which is going to be a good thing? You know, external police oversight can be a good thing for all parties involved, including the police.
And also, you know, it would align us with best practices internationally. Mm-hmm. The question, of course, and I think the political scientists might have something of an answer for us, the authoritarian nature of governance in this country for the last 60 years and the important role that the police play in an authoritarian structure. And right. that, I think, has made the political elite beholden on the police, and there's a kind of synergistic relationship. That is something we're not going to see the end of anytime soon.
All right, that's another conversation for another day, but
indeed.
We're going to take a quick break. After this, we will be speaking to Dr. Christopher Lee, the newly appointed president of the Malaysian AID Council. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.